And this is Ken Kratzer for Suns American Legion Radio. We have a chance today at Mikey Stadium to talk to General Sharp, recently retired from service in the U.S. Army, graduate of West Point. General Sharp, how is it for you to come back here to West Point on this beautiful football Saturday afternoon?
It's been great, and it's especially good because the purpose that we're here today is to help honor Korean War veterans. I've been designated as the honorary chairman for the Department of Defense Korean War 60th Anniversary Commemoration Committee. And as part of this Military Appreciation Day up here today, we have about 60 or 70 Korean War vets that came in from New York and New Jersey. So it's great to come back to my alma mater, but it's really great to be able to be with these veterans who gave so much 60 years ago.
Well, we know so many veterans of the Korean War. My dad served there in 1957 with the U.S. Army, and it was a terrible war, though, in those years from 51 to 53. What should Americans remember about the Korean War and the service of the U.S. military there?
Yeah, the 3 years of 52 to 53 and Armistice Day of 27 July 1953, I think the biggest thing that people ought to remember are that the sacrifices of those veterans really is what enabled the Republic of Korea today to be free, to believe in human rights, to be a great ally of the United States. And if they had not been willing to do that sacrifice, South Korea would be just like North Korea is today, a country that's exactly the opposite. So these veterans are important. The reason the Department of Defense stood up this committee that I'm honored to be the chairman of is to remember the veterans, to honor their sacrifice, and to help teach the American people the importance of the Korean War and what it has meant to not only the Republic of Korea, but really to freedom around the world.
Absolutely. In our community in Pelham, New York, we lost a community member, Lieutenant Eugene Evans, in Korea. He'd been a football player at Morgan State in the first ROTC graduating class, and he was lost leading a mission, a night mission in Korea, and we remember him every year. There are a tremendous number of MIAs from the Korean War, over 5,000. I know the folks at JPAC still continue to search for those MIAs. Any updates on that?
Well, as you know, we've been able to go in and out of North Korea several times. We currently are not in North Korea because of the security issues that are there. But I think our country has proven over the years, and I know it's the desire of the Department of Defense to get back into North Korea to recover every single one of those remains. It's our pledge to all service members that we will bring them home and never forget them, and that pledge will stay true to where we're able to really do that in North Korea.
Absolutely a pledge of all of us involved with the American Legion. Tell us a little bit about South Korea. Is a country that is thriving economically, and so much of that is because of the work of the American military over the years. Tell us a little bit about how South Korea really has been able to become such an important economy.
You know, so I think several reasons. First off, when South Korea and really United Nations Command, with so many U.S. and other nations, fought to the Korean War, when they came out of that Korean War, they were devoted to human rights, dignity, education, freedom. And through that, they have been able to develop into, as you say, a very thriving country. They're now the 13th richest country in the world. But I think very importantly, they've gone from a country that received aid for many, many, many years to a country now that is a donor country. Not many people realize that they have deployed with us in many places around the world. When you count all the troops that went into Iraq, they sent the third largest, only behind us in the U.K. They're with us in Afghanistan today. They have a ship off of Somalia fighting pirates with us. They're in 8 or 9 U.N. peacekeeping missions around the world. They are truly an ally that believes in freedom and democracy, and they demonstrate that not only with the money that they give to other countries, but with their youth. And they have a great military, a military that I was very proud to serve with the last 3 years as the commander there, then also in the 90s. Very, very professional, and I'd be honored to serve beside them in any conflict at any time.
And talking with General Sharp, former commander of U.S. forces in Korea. And one of the projects I read that you were involved with is trying to allow families of American military to accompany the military members to Korea and set up all of the ability for them to live in Korea and also then therefore be able to have longer deployments for the soldiers so they have more continuity in their service. Tell us a little bit about how that is going.
Well, when I left there, and I've kind of lost in, I don't know the exact numbers, but when I left there, we had we had about 4,000 families there. And today in Korea, we have about 28,500 troops total, and that's all services. So you figure about half of them are married, so about 14,000 are married. And of that, we had about 4,000 families there. It's the long-term goal of the Department of Defense to be able to make it a normal tour. It is a great country. It is an extremely safe country. It is a country where we have great schools as part of our Dodd school system. It just gives a lot of great opportunities to families. We're working through to be able to have the infrastructure, both the housing and the schools, to be able to do it because it's can imagine that costs money, but I think it really does show the U.S.'s commitment to the Republic of Korea by our long-term being there and the fact that we are building new infrastructure there. We're there for the foreseeable future.
Absolutely. Now, tell us a little bit about just the events you're planning for the 60th anniversary of the commemoration of the Korean War.
Well, we do events around the country. Whenever there's a reunion in different places around the country with Korean War vets, we send someone to speak to them and say thank you. Our big seminal events really occur around the beginning of the Korean War date, so 25 June, and the armistice date of 27 July. And next year on 27 July will be the 60th anniversary of the armistice day. And as we did last year in Washington, planning some huge events there. Last year we had a great event within at Arlington Cemetery where the Secretary of Defense spoke and his counterpart in Korea came to speak. And it was a great event. We're planning the same sorts of things this next year, but even larger. And then every year the Korean War Veterans Association has their annual reunion called the Gathering in Washington, D.C., about the same time. So last year we had several thousand. We're hoping to double that this year, this next year that's coming up, again, really to just honor the Korean War veterans.
Well, I know the American Legion will want to help support those events, many Korean War veterans, members of the American Legion. And, sir, General Sharp, just tell us a little bit about what it's like for you to come back here to West Point today, again, on this beautiful football Saturday in November.
It's been great. I've been back to several different reunions at several different times, and to be able to come back to see these young kids, really the hope of our future, I think. And I am so proud of the younger generation, of especially folks like this. You know, when you take a look today at the kids that are joining the military and really have the ones that have joined since 9/11, have continued to serve since 9/11, they join knowing that they're going to go to war. And I think that, you know, think about that for a second, knowing that you're going to go to war, but you join because of selfless service and respect to our nation. And it is so important for the future of our nation, and really does speak volumes to the kids today.
Well, General Sharp, thank you for your service to our country from all of us at the American Legion.
Thank you very much. Thank you.